Beautiful. So welcome, welcome everyone. This is Luanne Marine and welcoming you to Answering the Call of Your Purpose series. I have a beautiful guest here. Her name is Kathy Fife and I will introduce her shortly, but I just want to go over why I'm doing this series. And it's pretty much to, I mean, it says it in the title, right? Answering the call of your purpose, and why would you do that? You know, for joy, for expression, all of those beautiful things. And I want to also bring to you inspirational people who I feel have answered the call of their purpose, or in the, you know, in some shape or form. And definitely, I want to share their journey to it, because it's not always easy. Well, it can be, but it's not always easy, and it can change along the way. So I'm really excited that you're here, and let's just jump in, shall we?
Yay!
So welcome, Kathy. I just want to introduce you first. I'm just reading this from your actual website, kathyfife.com. And so Kathy helps women tap back into the parts of themselves they have shut down, find their spark and joy, learn and apply tools and strategies which allow them to navigate life with ease and grace, which is so important, and find that deep sense of inner peace and happiness. And I love that you have this gift to create safe, supportive, and a loving space to guide and support women to heal emotionally. And she does this with deep empathy, without judgment, as together they unpack why and how they got there. And then Kathy guides women to reconnect to the truth of who they are and uncovers the thoughts and behaviours that get in the way of them living their best life. The tools and strategies Kathy teaches, along with her practical and grounded and somewhat cheeky, I love that, definitely somewhat cheeky, let's keep it real, approach supports women to navigate their lives and relationships. So with deliberate intention, they celebrate a life to love. Kathy supports women back into the driver's seat of their own lives. So welcome, welcome, Kathy.
Thank you, Lou. It's wonderful to be here.
I'm excited too. So let's just jump in to, I mean, I've got my series of questions here. And I love your intro there. And I want to know, and I'm guessing we all want to know, is what led you to where you are today? It's a big question.
Yeah, it is a big question. And I think that's a question that is at the heart of sort of lots of people who are on path living their purpose. Yeah. And for so many of us, it comes from that place of pain in ourselves. And in my case, it was very much the situation within my relationship. About 10 years ago, my husband and I were not doing so well. My hubby has a son who's now 29, but was then 18, and we've been together for more, you know, since his son was 5, so a long time. But his son never really accepted me in his life, right. And it just created a triangle in our relationship. And over time, it just got bigger and bigger to the point where the house felt toxic when my stepson was there. My husband felt like he couldn't take my side or his son's side. So it was just this horrible mess. And I got to the point where I was like, I just don't think I can do this anymore. But had, you know, we had two kids of our own who were sort of 10 and 8 at the time.
Right.
And despite my best efforts over a long time, I was just like, far out, what's going on and how do I fix this? And through that process, or through those years, just feeling that I was losing who I was because I was trying to fit into, I still get emotional about it, even though I'm way on the other side.
I know, but thank you, for sharing so openly.
But it was, just that, who am I now? Like, I'm trying to be the perfect wife. I'm trying to be the perfect mother. Trying to be the perfect stepmother and failing miserably at all three. So it's like something's got to change here. And I knew I'd given a lot of time to trying to change my husband and blame him for everything that was going wrong. And that was not working. And I recognised that, you know, if I wanted my life to be different, I needed to show up differently. And I needed to learn something new. And so that was really my sort of wake-up call and the start of my journey to recognize what I was bringing to this situation and what the beliefs were that I was running that were holding us back as a couple, you know, how what I'd grown up believing, my values, all of those things were contributing to this sort of weird scenario. Yeah. But also, you know, particularly with my husband, the really playing the blame game that, you know, it's all his fault. If only he was more like me, we'd be fine. But of course, he wasn't more like me. He was the complete opposite of me, which was part of why I was so attracted to him, because I wanted what he had, because I didn't have that. So, yeah, that led me on that journey to really unpack and discover the truth, my truth. And in doing so, it's completely transformed our relationship. Mm-hmm. Without him really having to do a lot of the work. I've done the work, and what's happened is in me showing up differently and bringing a different energy and no longer making him wrong for the truth of who he is and starting to focus on the things that I loved about him, all of those things, just complete transformation of myself and our relationship, and then obviously of our whole family. And wow. So through that journey and all that I learned, I recognized that there are so many women like me in that situation.
Oh, yeah. Everyone put their hand up. Who's been there? Yes, yes.
And just knowing that emotional pain is so bloody hard, you know, and that we need to find a way through. And it's so hard to do that yourself. And there's so many, you know, self-help books and podcasts and whatever, all have great information, but it's so hit and miss. And and what happens is we learn something, we apply it for a few days or a few weeks, and it all just fades away. And you know, it took me probably 5 or 6 years to get all of what I needed to get the full picture, working with multiple people till I finally got right. You know, that's it. And you know, I worked in someone else's coaching business for many years, who was brilliant and learnt so much from her. But then I realized, or I actually came to the crossroads, which is when I came to see you.
Yes.
Do I want to keep doing this, or will I walk away? And I thought, this is where the purpose comes in.
Yes.
I couldn't walk away.
Well, yeah, so this is where I asked the question, right, how did you answer the call of your purpose? And, yeah, is this where you just went, I just can't walk away? Like,
it was that thing of because I'd worked in someone else's business and I'd done that for 6 years, part of me staying there was because I didn't want to have to run my own business.
Yes.
I didn't want to have to do all of that. I just wanted to share what I'd learned and to help transform other women's lives. Mm-hmm. But it's very hard to turn your back on it. So I tried.
And what happened, Kathy, when you tried? You know, because I think that's really important. As for myself, it's like, I don't want to do that shit. Like, no, it's too, you know. But for me, it was like, oh, I have to. It just kept coming back and tapping me again and again. It's like, okay, I hear. Yeah.
I was sort of on the fence for a while about will I start my own business or can I just help people on the side, you know, just out of love.
Yes.
And because I know my own values, one of those is freedom. Mm. And I didn't want to go and get a job.
Yeah.
And I also knew that there were people that I could serve. Who I could help in the way that I needed help at the time.
Yeah, well, let me just like come in there, because what I see is, and this is why I just love the work that you do, you know, and definitely, I mean, I've had a step, you know, stepson before, and it wasn't as toxic and like that, but I could definitely see, I have another friend who has had that before, and it's really challenging. And, you know, relationships, what is it, 50%, you know, split up and all that kind of stuff. But
yeah.
You know, what I love about you, it's like, it's not just, you actually get us to take responsibility for creating our own life, right? Mm-hmm. For create, and it's not the blame. And I've certainly, yeah, done that in a previous marriage, and that didn't last, and that's okay, like that. But, you know, I'm thinking, well, maybe if there was something here, you know, and there's no regret there, but it's like, well, I didn't see any of this around at that time. So you've got this really special way of working with women, and it's not, and I'm not talking about abuse. I'm not talking about all that kind of thing in the relationship, but I'm just saying, yeah, let's look at ourselves here. And you said something about, well, I changed me, and that, and I actually got goosebumps when you said that, because that whole vibration and ripple effect, they can't pick that up and kind of look at things. And so, yeah, I just wanted to say that. So what do you feel is your life purpose?
So I think my purpose is to actually provide, be that guide to other women in that situation, to actually let women know that it's not a choice of, if I stay, I just have to stay in this shit mess.
Yes.
I don't have to just keep sucking up the unsatisfactory relationship, the feeling like I'm alone in it. I don't have to just, like, if I stay, because so many women want to stay for their kids, and they want to hold on to that family, you know, the security that comes with being, you know, part of a family. All of that is a powerful reason for people wanting to stay. But what they think staying means is still having a shit life.
Yes.
And that's not the choice. It's not stay and be unhappy, go and then all of the, you know, the financial cost, the emotional cost, the upset to the kids.
Absolutely.
It's about, I could stay, but I can work on me, and in doing so, completely shift things around. Like, I have women in my program who, like one woman in particular came and she had been in her head for 3 years about whether to stay or go. Hadn't even had a conversation with her husband, but had been progressively pulling back, right? So there was no intimacy. She'd stopped talking to him about anything. Her heart. Like, they were just in roommates, like so many couples are.
So many. It's quite frightening.
Frightening. 6 months later, like, she cannot believe the difference in their relationship, and what she's got present to is how much of what was going on has actually come from her.
Yeah.
We think it's the situation, we think it's them, but it's actually not. I mean, yes, that plays a part.
They're the mirror, right? They're the mirror.
They're the mirror.
All these things for you to work through in some shape or form, and you can either go and run, or but you can stay and try and sort things out,
that's exactly right. She recognized that it was, you know, a lot of the beliefs that she'd brought from her childhood, from her family experience, and the expectations she was bringing to her marriage. And then when they weren't being met, she was like, oh, you know, he's no good, he's not for me, he doesn't get me. How could he get her when she didn't share anything of herself with him? In the shutting down, where does our partner go in that?
Do you find actually a lot of your clients and actually that I was do you have that shutting down? Is that a woman's thing? It's like, well, there's no point. Do we expect them to read our minds? And, you know,
we think you know, if you loved me, you should just know.
And
we say, you know, I've tried to tell him how I feel and he doesn't get it, so I've stopped talking. And one of the things that I work with is we do a lot about communication. So most of my work is around the individual and really knowing what makes them tick, getting present to the sabotaging behaviors that we all have, knowing our own values, but particularly knowing our patterns of communication and the stories we run in that, because we are just playing out the same stuff over and over again.
Yes.
And until we bring some awareness and some new understanding to that, we don't know that there's another way. And so I teach women to look at, you know, well, what does it take for successful communication? What are the barriers that get in the way, and what are your patterns in that? Like, so my hubby and I, at our worst, we could go 10 days without speaking to each other.
Yeah.
Because we both thought the other person was wrong and that they should have been the one that stepped forward to reconnect.
Mm.
You know, we learned that vulnerability is actually the way through from disconnection to connection. It takes somebody's willingness to be vulnerable. But we don't want to play at that level. We think in protecting our own hearts that that's what's good for us.
Yeah.
All that does is keep us disconnected, and we keep playing and arguing at the surface level instead of getting to what's really at the heart of what's going on. And so I teach women how to have those difficult conversations.
Wow.
But if we don't have, the stuff doesn't get resolved. It just stays in the space between us.
Yeah. That's
the gold, and that's where... they transform themselves first, and then they learn how to actually bring this back into the relationship and show up in a really heart-centered way, because they know what makes them tick, and they can understand their own, you know, especially around their core limiting belief.
Mm.
They can understand the role that's been playing.
Yes.
Through their life, and particularly in the relationship. And so then they can come in and go, sweetheart, I know it's not all you. This is the stuff I've been doing, and I've been learning that this is my pattern, and oh my God, you know, and I'm sorry I put all that shit on you.
Mm.
And the guy then goes, oh, wow, you know, it's not, you know, she's not just angry at me, and no matter what I do, it's never the right thing. Like, so he stops trying as well, because he can never win.
Mm.
And it just starts a new dynamic. And it's that, you know, I don't have all the answers. I'm still working it out. But I want to go on the journey with you. I want to bring you along with this.
Mm.
And the guy just softens and goes, oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, really, they want to
sort it out as well.
Exactly. And that's where I think, because, you know, we're feminine, and, you know, really going to the masculine and feminine, but it is quite simple. And it's not, I mean, not all men are going like that, but do you know what I mean? It's all about this vulnerable thing. You're just making me squirm, and I don't know who else is watching this whole, it's like, what? Being vulnerable, you know. And I do, like, even when, as you're saying that, I notice my own patterns, you know, my one of my patterns is misindependent. I don't need this, right? I can just do this all myself. And it can't, I know where it comes from, and I think that's probably where you go. Where did it start? You know, normally my parents, you know, not to blame them, they only did what they knew then.
Yep.
But it's like, oh, I'm just copying the same pattern, and oh, it's probably a good time to ring Kathy and change that belief, because it's not serving me, and it doesn't matter, you know. You just go from relationship to relationship if you haven't cleared that. So and the other thing, Kathy, I think too, is, you know, I think we need families to stay together more.
Exactly.
You know, I've actually realized that now I'm 50, I'm like, wow, it's so easy for us to just leave. Or easier.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, it really takes a lot to stay and work out your own stuff so that you can stay together. And that's beautiful. That's why, you know, I think it's so powerful. So then what's one of your favorite techniques or strategies or tools? I know you love values, but that may not be what we talk about today, that really can support, you know, I always ask somebody, what's in your toolkit? You know?
So I think the biggest shift comes when people get present to that little voice inside their head or that core limiting belief.
Right.
And I'll share my own because I think
this
is, we all have this. Mm-hmm. And most personal development speakers, oh, we can just clear those beliefs and we'll be fine. I actually think that's bullshit.
Me too. I agree.
Right? So we can clear some stuff. Ooh. But what happens is, so if I use my own, my core limiting belief is I don't matter. So I grew up as one of 11 children, and you can imagine why in that environment I might grow up thinking I don't matter. And the distinction is none of us have this as a conscious awareness usually,
yeah.
Right? But how it would show up in a simple example is, you know, if you go out for dinner with your girlfriend and you're all sitting around having a chat about what's going on in your life, other women would talk for 10, 15 minutes about what's going on for them. And I'm happy to listen and I want to listen, like I'm interested, I love these girls. I'd get to my turn and I'd speak for like a minute or a minute and a half. And what's driving that was, because I don't matter, why would anybody want to listen to me?
Oh,
I don't want to take up too much airtime.
Yeah.
Right? And that's just a really simple example, but it's that, that's where that behavior comes from. But unless you've got some awareness of that, you don't know what the impact that little limiting belief you have about yourself is having. I've got two women in my program at the moment whose limiting belief is, I'm not smart.
Yes.
Right, so yeah. They haven't done any study. They have deferred to their partners their whole life because they're running this story.
Mm.
Right? And it did come back to childhood. And yep. Now they're going, I actually am smart. Like I show it every day and all of this stuff, but because this little inner voice has been saying I'm not smart, the choices the choices they've made over their life have been limited by that. They're getting present to the role of that in their life, and they can actually turn towards that and go, is that actually true?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not. You know, and so I can make a different choice going forward because I've now got awareness. It's very deep and ingrained in us, but once we've got awareness, we can at least then catch the belief or the thought.
Yes.
Or, you know, so often we're acting on autopilot, but we can then circle back and go, oh, that's why that I did that. Like, so if I crack the shits with my husband or I get upset with something, I'll walk away and I'll go, hang on, did my belief that I don't matter play a role in this situation? Yes, it did. So what's the impact of this belief and what does it want me to learn?
Yeah.
And then I can go back and say, sorry, guys, I lost it then.
Sorry.
It was me. You know, I knew, you know, I made it much worse than it was because I was running this story.
Mm.
You know,
yeah.
And I think that's the single piece for everybody, in my view,
that
makes the biggest difference.
I so agree with you. And I know, you know, this is not about hand analysis, but it does show up in your hands and in my hands. My one, you know, it's guilt of power, right? So I'll be the shrinker. It's not that, you know, I'm not, what did you say? No, nothing I say matters. That's actually one of them, but it's like, oh, you can't be powerful. You know, just stay small. Or you're guilty of taking up too much room. So that same thing. So until I was aware of that, it's like, oh, now I can do the opposite, right? Now I can just, you know, I can show up and be powerful. But it does. It always comes up, like you say.
Yeah.
But now you have conscious. And how interesting. I just looked back before I did the self-development and just went, wow, I was just running on autopilot the whole time, you know, and all the things that happen. I mean, all the good and bad along the way, but you do default to that, and I love that when you bring that up. So you work with that.
Yeah.
So then I want to ask you who, like you've kind of said, you know, who's been your favourite person that you've worked with and why? Oh. One of your clients. So, you know, no names, of course, but
no.
There is,
I've actually got so many because like you, and I find with my students, I just build such a beautiful relationship with them. And but the ones I love are the ones that keep showing up and that are prepared to be vulnerable.
Oh, is that word again?
That's where the gold lives. Like, if we're not, it's the people who are brave enough to look at their own stuff, because that truism that, you know, as we go through our life, the only constant is us. Wherever we go, I'm always there. And until we're ready to turn towards ourselves and go, okay, well, you know, what's actually going on with you? I want to understand what makes you tick. I want to understand why, when this happens, do you get so upset? Why, you know, do you allow people to treat you like a doormat? What's that about? You know, and until we understand ourselves, we don't have any capacity to change. And, you know, the work I do is about creating a life and a relationship you love. You only do that when you know who you are, what you want, what you stand for, and love and accept all of who you are as you are in that perfect imperfection of, you know, being a human being.
Yeah. No, I think you just said your purpose, right? I think that's your purpose. You know, that just gave me absolute goosebumps, and that vulnerability. And, you know, even sometimes, I know when we talk about those beliefs, like, it happens to my children, like, if they're playing up or, you know, something, and I'm going straight into, I can feel myself go into that. I'm like, oh, no, please stop it. Or if I've gone too far, go and apologise. Yeah. You know, my teenage daughter doesn't think too much of that. But it's like, you know, there's times when you just have to go, no, I'm really sorry. And but can you tell me, and definitely, like, again, I wanted to bring up, you know, these interesting times. Like, we're both in Melbourne and shut down. You know, I wanted to ask you this because on the news there have been so many people who are filing for divorce and filing for, you know, wanting to separate, which is a good thing because they can't go anywhere anyway right now. Yeah, but it is. And what do you feel that is, that's about?
I think these times have pushed us together in a way where all of the issues, if they are there, come up way more than they would have otherwise. So what happens is we can survive. Like, I talk about it being, you know, hiding in busy. We all have really busy lives.
Oh,
and
gosh,
we use busy to ignore the shit that is going on in our marriages, in our own hearts, you know, in whatever's going on. And we can just push it to the side and we just keep going.
Yeah.
Being in lockdown, there's nowhere to hide. There's nothing going on. We're just left with ourselves and this person who's pushing our buttons. And we don't have the tools to actually go, hang on a minute, what's going on here, and sort it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's happening. And there's no release valve. You know, you can't go and have a heart-to-heart with your girlfriends or, you know, get that support that you need. And so it's just highlighting any cracks that were already there are widening, and people are just not equipped with the tools to deal.
Yeah, wow. And it is sad, and I do hope that, you know, I mean, obviously this is I love that you do all your work online so people can reach out, can get the support if they know it's there, but also if they're ready to get that support. You know, you can lead a horse to water, but they can't make them drink from it.
No.
But obviously things are happening right now. And so this is why, you know, everybody, well, to me, it's more important to answer the call of your purpose. You know, what's this, you know, and expressing it, like, it's answering it and expressing it. And that's what I feel that you are doing. You know, you're really doing beautiful work. So I want to ask you, I'm just going down my list now, was there anything else that you want to add in here with it all that I've kind of missed? And then I'd love for you to share where we can find you. And I know you've got a freebie offer for us today.
I have. Yeah. So I think the main thing that I want to share is, to me, that's actually what our journey in life is about. is actually to know and understand ourselves. And if we're looking to feel content and fulfilled, the only time we're ever going to get to that state is when we're content on the inside. Mm-hmm. And that's not going to ever come from anything external.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think at some point most people will come to this work because it's the only path to true happiness or to true inner peace. But you have to be ready to take that step and ready to take responsibility for your own life. Mm-hmm. But once you do, man, you can create anything because you're confident, you're certain about who you are, and you make choices in alignment with that, and you just get to show up as all of your beautiful self. Yeah. And so I absolutely love that.
Yes.
I love that. But yeah, in terms of my freebie,
yes,
what I have to share with everybody is I have a 45-minute free masterclass, which is called How to Rediscover You, Regain Your Spark and Zest for Life, and Create a Life and a Relationship that You Love. So there's very practical, easily implementable stuff that you can do to shift your life right away and your relationship straight away. So I'd love anybody who's interested and wanting to make that change for themselves to actually check that out. And you can find the link to that on my website, which is just kathyfife.com.
Mm-hmm. And I'll have the links here and underneath here too. So yes.
Beautiful. But I also have a little ebook freebie, The 10 Keys to Happiness, because that's the thing. We all say, what do you want? Oh, I want to be happy. What does happy mean? But there is research now that actually outlines exactly what it takes to be happy. So I have a little ebook that brings all that together for people that might be interested in that as well.
Oh, perfect. Well, I that's great. So please go over to her website and do the masterclass and get the ebook. It's been so much fun having you here, Kathy. And to me, it's you always, every time I speak to you, you have these nuggets. I've had goosebumps the whole way through. So I'll be going to that masterclass. But I think, you know, you're a perfect example of a person who's answered their call of their purpose and the way you express it. And it's even, it changes all the time. But, you know, I just love the wisdom that you share because I learn something every time. And thank you so, so much. So
thank you, Lou. And it's been a pleasure chatting with you as always. And for anybody who does want to find their purpose, Lou is absolutely the bomb and can help you get that sorted. So.
Oh, thank you so much. All right then, everyone. We'll see you on the next interview. Bye for now.
Bye. Thank you, Lou.